You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, this afternoon, we have an interesting interview for you. We explore interesting routes between South Africa and Turkish or Ottoman Turk, the Turkish state, and the link between the two countries. We join on the line by Dr. Halim Genguli, who is an Ottoman expert now based in Cape Town. Dr. Halim, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's look at this concept or what I've outlined, the link between South Africa and the Ottoman Turkish state. Do South Africans and, on the other hand, Turkish roots go way back? Tell us about this bond that was formed between South Africa and Turkey.
All right. In fact, the relationship between Turkey and South Africa was established in 1852 when Ottoman Empire appointed an honorary consulate in Cape Town. And William Gregg, he was the honorary consul, he established the first official relationship between Turkey and South Africa. However, the official relationship, in fact, has begun with the religious activities of the Ottoman scholar Ebu Bekir Efendi. That's the actual relationship. We can say that in 1852, first correspondence between two countries started, but the Ottoman scholar Bekir Efendi, who was sent to South Africa in 1862 and he arrived Cape Town in 1863, he established Islamic school in Cape Town at the corner of Vale and Berry Street. He learned local language, Afrikaans, and he wrote one of the first religious catechism in Arabic Afrikaans.
Yes.
So I think we must certainly say that, Ebu Bekir Efendi, he was the man who really started this relationship between South Africa and Turkey.
Yes, so as you indicate that Abu Bakr Efendi arrived here in 1862 now, when you talk about the activities that he was involved in, you made reference to the Afrikaans Quran. Why did the Ottoman Caliph send a Turkish contingent to this part of the world, to the southernmost part of Africa?
Because South African Muslims requested Islamic scholars. Ottoman Empire didn't randomly send him to the Cape of Good Hope. There was a religious disputes between certain groups, and they, Ratip religious ceremony, Ratip ritual. In South African Muslim history, it is very. It was popular religious ritual. Some Muslims, they brought their chain and saw, and they damaged themselves when they, in certain nights when they performed their religious ritual. And they, it is actually not really the obligations. It's not a proper praying in Islamic tradition. So they damaged themselves. That's what we know from the Cape Archive, actually. It is reported to Turkey from... It's reported to London. They reported this religious problem to England. And Cape Colony tried to resolve the issue. Then in London... British government, English government asked Ottoman Hilafet, Ottoman Halif, at that time it was Sultan Abdülmecid. First it was Sultan Abdülmecid, and Abdülmecid sent actually some religious books and Quran, but there was no religious authority here to... of course, there were a few important religious scholars, imams, yes. I mean, Tuan Guru's children, grandchildren, and some other prominent Muslim scholars. But that was the problem anyway. They didn't listen to others' authority, you know. That was the main issue anyway, authority problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they eventually, chief imam of Chapini Street, Imam Ahmed, he wrote a letter, which we have that letter in Ottoman archive. That's actually just been published in my new book. In that letter, we can clearly see that Chef Ahmed asked religious scholar from Turkey to resolve this issue, and Ottoman Halifet sent an Islamic scholar from Istanbul, Şeyhul İlim Ebu Bekir Efendi.
Yes, certainly a lot to pick up on that. You made reference to your book. Perhaps very quickly you can tell us what is the book's name and where is it available?
Book is just being published in Turkish Historical Society in Turkey, Ankara, and it will be available next week online. And in fact, next month, I am going to organize a book launch for the book in Cape Town. And maybe at my university, at the University of Cape Town in African Studies, I will inform the people about it before the book launch.
Yes.
Yeah, book is called Ottoman Cultural Heritage in South Africa.
Mm.
And it's actually all about this religious relationship. And especially I focus on this time. This is my actually sixth book. And it's about Africa, but this is particularly about South Africa, and I focus on yes, Islamic heritage, but there is something missing in the history books in South Africa, which I try to cover up in my book. People usually think Ottoman Empire sent scholars to other countries and then educated the people. Yes, that's true, but there is very important difference between Ottoman influence in South Africa and other Western countries. That makes it very big difference. What is it? It's actually... when Ottoman Empire was ruling in as far as Northern Africa and in Middle East, yes, they sent scholars, they said donation. Even one mosque in Port Elizabeth called Masjid al-Aziz because of the Turkish donation. The donation was sent from Sultan Abdulaziz, and that's why the mosque is called Masjid al-Aziz. Similarly, in Cape Town, Nurul Hamidiye, it's actually also there is a link between Sultan Abdülhamid and this mosque. It's called, that's why Nurul Hamidiye. However, when Ottoman Empire fought against Italy in Libya, now Ottoman was in difficulty, and South African Muslims, this is very remarkable. South African Muslims, they donated money, and they sent this money to Ottoman soldiers. They actually directly supported the Ottomans in Libya. This is very important, because we usually think Ottoman Empire was always strong, and no, Ottoman Empire declined in the, during the First World War, after the First World War. Even in First World War, Czech Muslims, they pray at the mosques for Ottoman Empire. And in Clermont Mosque here in Port Elizabeth, I have all the details in my book. And I mean, the correspondence between Port Elizabeth Mosque in Masjid al-Aziz, and he wrote that Sheikh Ahmed wrote a letter that he prayed to Ottoman soldiers. Because it was the last Islamic empire, and the Muslims in South Africa, as far as Mauritius and Mozambique, they needed
yes.
that.
There's so much information, Dr. Halim, that you're sharing with us, historical facts, and I think that will certainly pique the interest of listeners. They'll certainly look out for your book, and we'll look forward to purchasing it and reading further about this. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this afternoon, but we appreciate the information that you've shared with us.
No problem. Thank you very much, Lee. Appreciate it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.